If you're just tuning in, this is Espejos de Aztlán, and this evening, yes, we are celebrating Labor Day with this song of El Son from the song Guajiro, Trabajando Si Con Amor. But the thing is, sometimes love is not enough, isn't it? So we are this afternoon with American Federation of State, County and Municipal Employees leaders like Joel Villarreal and Miles Conway. And this afternoon, we would like also to highlight what's going on in present time in the workers' fight, in the workers' unions or any kind of workers' organization, which are the main issues that you need to say, these are the main issues we need to face right now in New Mexico.
How about the foundational stuff, Joel? I mean, I think that what you were saying a minute ago about we are fighting for this, basically the same things we were fighting for in 1882.
That's completely true. When we're looking at the fights that we're facing nowadays, we're getting back to the fact of whether people should even have rights to work or not. Right now, I think one of the biggest things that we're facing, this is internally, not the challenges, I think, coming from the outside, because those are very real, and we'll get to those here in a second. But there just seems to be a cynicism that has really taken hold. You get berated from things like Fox News and things telling you that not just labor unions, but, I mean, every progressive organization from Acorn to Planned Parenthood becomes a bad guy. Right. And you have this very real narrative here that somehow if you take care of businesses and if you take care of the rich, somehow that will benefit everybody else. And it seems to me that people have really bought into this. Here in New Mexico, for instance, people don't realize breaks are not part of the law. Employer is not required to give you a break other than maybe a 30-minute non-paid break between an 8-hour shift. Other than that, the 15-minute breaks that people think that they get in between, those are not there. Those are only brought in because an employer chooses to or does not choose to give that to you.
Is that legal?
It is completely legal. They do not have to provide you those breaks. And it's one thing that I don't think people understand is that they really feel that there are protections here somehow. And if people just knew how little protections they had, I think it should scare people. I mean, an employer has the right to fire you for any reason they want, as long as it's not discriminatory. As long as it doesn't violate your Title VII rights and your Title VI rights, it doesn't even matter. If they're not discriminating against you based on your race or because of the fact that your nationality or something like that, doesn't matter. They can fire you because they don't like you. And what's the worst that can happen to somebody? If they get found at fault, they may have an unemployment insurance claim brought against them, but it doesn't guarantee them their rights. One of the basic things that we fight for is having just cause within our contracts, which means that an employer cannot get rid of you unless they have a legitimate reason. In other words, you did something that deserved it, either some kind of misconduct, or if they had a legitimate operational need, as in having to do a layoff or some kind of a furlough. Those kind of things, to where it's an operational need or something related to your conduct specifically, not because of the fact that somebody doesn't like you. But people don't think about those things here. It seems that there seems to have been, especially for some reason, it's not just endemic of New Mexico, but I think in the Western United States, you have this whole concept that people accept just being workers, and that an employer has a right to do with what they want because they paid for it. And they don't realize that their lives have value too, and they should have that right. And in fact, they do have that right. Every American has the right to be able to form a union. And it is, in fact, the only way that they have the ability to be able to say, you know what, we don't like the rules that you're making, or the things that you're doing are unsafe and they're not healthy for us. You can do that already. You have the right to concerted activity, but people don't know these rights like they know their other rights. They accept the fact that they can walk into a place and just be terminated because the boss doesn't like the way that they flow with the team. And that's okay. And it's insane, because there's countries where that's not okay. America just doesn't happen to be one of them.
Yeah, I think some of the battles we face, you know, whether it's wage theft, you know, people don't have the right to sick leave to go care for those families. You know, those are huge issues. But I think that Joel hit the nail on the head. Like, one of our fundamental challenges is people understanding that they do have rights. Union or not, you form a workers' committee at work. If you stand up at work and
correct.
You address your rights on the job, you're protected by the National Labor Relations Act. And so that is certainly one of, I think, our biggest challenges in as the labor movement, maybe a mission that we have collectively, is raising the awareness of everybody that they have the right to have a voice on the job.